Lunch money, low main and Christmas chaos at South Point Mall. I'm at South Point Mall to visit Basil Thai Kitchen, a local chain tucked in the food court. It's two Saturdays before Christmas, which means absolute holiday madness. The cheer hits immediately. Two Christmas songs glide in the air at once. I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus and Taylor Swift's Christmas Tree Farm. Then, eight child screams. It's like the opposite of a whispering gallery. Instead of sounds traveling magically, everything crashes together in the middle. I push toward the food court. Hot Topic is packed. Thank goodness. There's a Bath and Body Works offshoot called White Barn, which feels spiritually connected to that Taylor Swift song. A kiosk sells paintings of celebrities who died young, and a new fast fashion outlet, Q, which a teenage girl points to and says, I hate Forever 21, almost there. Then, a table stacked with rubber ducks in medical gear. In this world of aggressive retail, free swag is irresistible. Or, is it free? You can have one, a man says. He's here promoting Durham Early College of Health Sciences. Ah, cool, City of Medicine, I say. No, that's a competitor, he replies. City of Medicine Academy. I pocket a duck. And finally, Basil Thai. The spread is classic food court Pan-Asian. Spicy chicken, sweet chicken, bang bang chicken, sesame chicken, jalapeno shrimp, fried rice, lo mein. Pick one meat, two meats, or three. All with rice or noodles. I go cheap. Spicy chicken and lo mein. $12.98. With tax and tip, two soy sauce packets, a styrofoam cup of water. I sit next to a woman playing Candy Crush on an iPad, Sparrow slice in hand. The chicken isn't very spicy, the seeds, just bell pepper, but the sticky glaze does its job. The lo mein, tangled with cabbage and a single basil leaf, looks like something you shouldn't eat, but want to. Like claymation hair, I inhale it in 40 seconds. Around me, people mix and match their lunches, teriyaki beef with a Chick-fil-A milkshake, Auntie Anne's pretzel bites with Starbucks. I want in. I look for a way to spend my remaining $3. Nothing grabs me, so I head down the escalator. At the bottom, a woman rushes toward me. They're disappearing, she says. What? I check my pocket. Rubber duck, still safe. The cookies. She points to a kiosk near the giant Christmas tree. Our mom's cookies, the sign says. The pastry case is nearly empty. I ask if she's the mom. She isn't. But she's known the owner, Janine. For 30 years I have no children of my own, but God sent her to me. She urges me to try the white chocolate macadamia nut cookie. When you bite into it, there's a dried cranberry that sets the whole cookie on fire. $3, 2 dimes in the tip jar. She's right. The cranberries burst like tiny fireworks between sweet, meaty bites of chocolate and nut. I sit on a bench, watching kids take photos with Santa. Some cry, others whisper their Christmas lists in his ear, and I finish the last bite of cookie.